Cane Corns, we're just a few hours away now from the first ball being bowled up at the Gabba for what has been an enormous build-up to this first Ashes test between Australia and England. I don't think we're upset the Barmy Army can't arrive in their normal glut due to COVID. We're not upset about that, but it's a bit like when you're trying to get rid of termites in the house. There's a few residual pieces that just remain behind, and I mentioned a couple of splinter cells. Well, they've got one in Brisbane, and their founder is George Gallantry. George, welcome to SEN.
Barmy Army! Barmy Army!
Very nice. George is here for, mate, Australia's most satisfied NBN customers. Internet from just $59 a day. Search Mate Online. George, appreciate your time. Let's just cut to the chase. How deep is your level of disappointment that Tim Payne's not playing?
It's obviously pretty sad what's happened to, him. So we respect him and his family and give him the privacy he deserves. We hope he gets back on the field fairly soon. We're just concentrating on the guys that are out in the field. They'll give us enough ammunition, don't worry. Mr. Warner and Mr. Smith have done that over the years, so we'll just be concentrating on those boys.
How many you got, George?
Yes.
How many are you behind you, and what sort of numbers
I'm hoping,
can we expect?
I'm hoping for about 1,500.
1,500?
Very hard to tell. It's very hard to say exactly how many we're going to be, but there's a few of us in Brisbane, you know. There's quite a lot of expats living up here, so...
Will you know how many you've got when you get to the pub in 10 minutes?
Yeah, I'm just on my way there right now, so apologies for the heavy breathing. It's not linked to my excitement, I promise. There's going to be a few of us in the pub, hopefully.
What's the level of optimism? Do you feel like the Aussies are gettable?
Well, look, the level of optimism for me is never high, especially at the Gabba. There's a bit of cloud cover around there. I'm looking at the sky, and it looks pretty cloudy, so we can live in hope, and we'll be there. We'll be there come day four or day five, whenever it finishes. Win, lose or draw, we'll be there singing. So,
all right. And just on that, George, what does the song sheet or the chant sheet look like? What's in the repertoire? What's in the kit bag for today?
So there's a few classics that you'd expect from a Barmy Army crowd. Mr. Warner and Mr. Smith have their own personal songs that may or may not involve sandpaper. And there's a special song for Nathan Lyon because he's one of our favourites too. So, but you just have to wait and see before they get unleashed on the Gabba crowd.
Hang on, George. Don't hold out on us here. Just don't have to give us the whole thing on Nathan Lyon, but we've been speaking a bit about him today. Just a little snippet if we can. Little snippet.
It just involves him. His fielding capabilities. Let's just say that.
You don't think he's any good?
There might be a reference to Butterfingers.
Oh, a bit of Phil Tufnell about him, you think, George?
That was a long time ago. Short-lived memory.
Oh, so Root, we know about. Stokes, we know about. Who else should we be worried about? I mean, it seems a pretty
probably about
meek,
it, to be fair.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a pretty meek lineup.
Yeah, maybe the Water Boy is pretty awesome, but apart from that,
well,
I'm not looking too intimidating, I don't think.
George, we don't have to worry about Jimmy Anderson. Geez, what's going on there? What, resting him? He hasn't played
a test. No, they're resting him. This is a marathon, not a sprint, boys. We don't...
Oh, you've drunk the Kool-Aid, George, already.
No. There's plenty of time left. Plenty of time left yet. So,
now we've had our troubles with border issues all across the country, as you know. Are you following the team? Will you be coming to Adelaide
There's a few boys going to Adelaide, but that's it. I would say sadly, but it's the best thing that's ever happened to me. My daughter's arrived, so not as easy to travel anymore as it used to be, but there'll be presence in every state. We've got the Adelaide Barmies in Adelaide, Perth Barmies. Obviously feel so sorry for them losing their test, but yeah, there's enough of us, so don't worry about that.
Now, George, what I am worried about, though, is the big issue for the Barmy Army historically has been sunburn. You can lobster up. So, I mean, I know it's a bit overcast up there, but just make sure you slip, slop, slap, all right? Cake that stuff on.
Yeah. We're expats, so we're used to it. We're all as bronze as you. Aussie gods.
Well, best of luck, mate. I hope you do get the 1,500 because, in all seriousness, the atmosphere is much better for it. So enjoy the first day's
play. Well, it's building. The pub's open. I've just arrived at the pub. There must be 100 of us already in the pub, so it's looking like a good atmosphere already.
Can they give us a quick shout-out before we let you go, George? You just test the vocal cords for us.
Any songs? We are the army. We are the army. We are the army.
All right, that'll all right, do. Go and have a good time, Quick George. Minute. Appreciate your time, mate.
Okay. Cheers, guys.
Have a good day. Have a good day, George. Not too good a day. Sammy, it's 7:51 a.m.
Yep.
in Brisbane right now. Well, what's the earliest you've cracked a beer?
Get on the beers.
They're at the pub at 7:51.
You've got to open up early around the Gabba. That's par for the course. That is early. That is Friday. That's a long day, isn't it?
Urban miss only at 9 minutes to 8 o'clock.
Right. I don't know if they'll be going for the urban myth, but Gary's just texting on a serious note. He says the Barmy Army will be playing two games on the 23rd of December via the Richies. Some of you might have heard about this. It's at the Middle Park Cricket Club at Albert Park, of course, for charity. Please publicise. So there we go, Gary. It's on the 23rd. The Barmy Army against the Richies.
It's what makes the Ashes so great, doesn't it? So we hate them, but we love them, if that makes sense. But I want to know on Timber Text, before we go this morning, the earliest time acceptable to crack a beer and what occasion accompanies that.